This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with the Good Day program on the air Monday through Friday from 4 in the morning until 10 East Coast time, and then aired a lot around the country here, there, and everywhere through the day and on the weekends as well. We start this weekend with the Good Day weekend program. 3 hours of excitement, 3 hours of delight, 3 hours of stuff. It includes
what
me.
What do you talk about on the Good Day Weekend show?
Well, this sort of thing. This is from the Duh department. Ready?
I'm ready for Duh.
The new air traffic control system. You know that there are various and sundry federal funds. We have the Medicare funds, Social Security fund.
Sure.
The airport trust fund. And for pretty much since they've existed, they've been raided by Congress to be used for other purposes. So that's why all the worry about whether Social Security is going to have enough money to pay you benefits when you get older, get there, because they've taken all the money out, and the only thing they have coming in now is what goes from the current workers. That's how they fund it, not the stuff you put in, because that's long gone. The funding of money from current sources, that is current taxpayers. So anyway, the point is that all these funds have been raided, and it's all caused a problem, including with air traffic control. We have a very outdated air traffic control system. Talk to any pilot that's worth his or her salt, and they will tell you that the charts that they use, the information they get, is, and this is not the air traffic controller's fault, but it is the routing that they take is based on 1950s technology. That'll make you feel good. The fact that you have to fly over other airports because that's where the air traffic control system is, instead of going in a straight line. Do you know if I flew on, if American took off from Boston and did a straight shot across the country to Los Angeles, it would say 45 minutes on the flight? But no, they have to go out to Chicago, down over Denver, and then go down to Las Vegas and then shoot over.
So they route you over other airports because of that? I did not know that.
The air traffic control system is built around the major airports because that's where the air traffic control system is. And the signal that they use doesn't go far enough. So when you listen, for example, when you fly on United,
I love listening to that channel, yeah.
Yeah, you listen to Channel 9, and you can hear the squawk back and forth between the plane and whatever else is on. That particular, it's 120, when you hear them say, they're passing you off from Denver air traffic control to Fresno or whatever.
They always say, have a good night. Have a good night.
Yeah, they always say goodbye. And then they flip on the radios, you can see if you ever look in the cockpit, that there's these dials, and you flip the radio frequency to 128.7, let's say, or whatever it is. And so then they announce themselves, American 62 Heavy at 37, and that means 370, that means 37,000 feet. So then the air traffic controller can look on the screens and see, there's American 12, and it's a heavy plane, that means it's a wide body jet, and yada yada. So they've identified the plane, know where it is, but because they are passing the signals back and forth to each other. And, I mean, you listen to the planes. They don't talk to each other, but you can hear them. They're influenced by what the weather may be 10 miles in front and, you know, the influence. That's how they know you're going to hit bumpy air. And when the pilot comes on and says to you, we're going to run into turbulence for the next 10 or 12 minutes, that's because the guy in front of him has just told him, that's what's going on with airplane. It isn't like they have some magic formula. They look at some map or something. The only reason they know it is because the guy in front of them's getting banged around by the bumpy air. And then they ask air traffic control, can we go up? Can we go down? Can we try to find some smooth air? Anyway, the new air traffic control system that was put into effect this month is a complete and utter disaster. It has failed completely. You want to know why? This is a $5 billion system that air traffic people and pilots, people running the airlines, have been after them to put this into effect for years. So the U.S., you and me, spend $5 billion on this system, but the designers fail to take into account the rising use of drones. So the drones aren't a factor. They don't have a system that identifies drones. So you could have a drone underneath you, on top of you, around you, and they don't have a mark. They don't have a call system. The planes all have identifiers in them. They have chips in them that send out signals that go to air traffic control. So even if they aren't talking to you, they know where you are because they're looking at the signal. That's what the whole thing with that Malaysian jetliner, that's what they're all speculating, because the plane disappeared over water, and there are obviously no ways to ping a plane over the middle of the ocean. The only place you can do it is when it's over land. So they put this whole elaborate system together, and they don't have a clue about what drones, how the impact of drones is going to affect air traffic control as we go across the country. $5 billion. Does anybody get fired because of this? One could only hope. But meanwhile, that doesn't save the $5 billion that you and I as taxpayers have spent to develop a system that takes in no account of drones. Who thinks that makes any sense at all? Anybody?
No, but do you feel better?
I just think it's so sickening every day to go through these things inside and out.
No, it is. It's stupid.
That are just crazy wastes of our money.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, in charge of medical information, studying the medical news of the week, up next year with his report for the week on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
And now, another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Time now for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to discuss some of the major medical discussions. He's here to discuss major... let me put that a different way. He's here to overview what's going on in the medical journals. For example, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has a big paper on how you can cut your heart attack risk by 80%. This is something everybody's going to want to hear, Ken.
This is great news. The number one killer of Americans, heart attacks. This is, as you said, published in the Journal of the American Cardiology. College of Cardiology just this week. So would you like to prevent 4 out of 5 heart attacks?
I can prevent 5 out of 5 heart attacks, but I'll take 4 if that's the best we can
you
do.
You are a challenging audience. Men who do not smoke, walk or bike for at least 40 minutes per day, exercise at least 1 hour per week, consume 1 to 2 glasses of alcohol daily, and follow a diet with fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, reduced fat dairy products, whole grains and fish, they reduce their heart attack rates by a whopping 86%. A waist measuring less than 30 inches is also associated with fewer heart attacks.
How does a guy have a waist less than 30 inches?
38.
That
is 38. Oh, okay. I was going to say 30. Wow.
Right. So the only thing in there that I don't do is drink an alcoholic beverage once a day.
Get on.
Other than that, I'm all set, right?
Jennifer, give him some help.
Hey, I try. But he always likes those sweet things, which I don't think help him much.
I know. I can get
it
off.
It doesn't matter
stuff.
What's in it.
Ken has got me off of the sweet stuff to a point. As long as the jar of M&M's isn't too close.
Yeah, come on. Don't lie. You come to chomping and it's M&M's.
All right. Next item. Let's work on the women's side of the street. Breast cancer risk. Interesting connection here, Ken.
British Medical Journal opened this week. If you want to minimize your chances of developing breast cancer, staying the same skirt size over the years might help, Doug. An increase of one size every 10 years between age 25 and postmenopausal age is associated with an increased risk of breast cancer in postmenopausal women. Are you ready? By 33%. The risk of breast cancer increases by 77% if the skirt goes up two sizes every 10 years from age 25 until postmenopause. While risk factors such as family history and use of hormone replacement are linked with increased risk, increases in skirt size is the strongest predictor.
You got my attention when you said move the skirt up.
Skirt, right?
Yeah, move the skirt up.
We're not talking about inches from the ground. Got talking about the size.
All right. Varicose veins. Very interesting news for those who are trying to treat their varicose veins.
Published in your backyard, the New England Journal of Medicine this week. Doug, when treating varicose veins, laser therapy remains the best option. There are 3 types of treatments: closing off the veins with a laser, injecting a drug foam into the vein, or surgically removing the vein. The laser seems to be the best.
The best. All right. And respiratory or respiratory illnesses are a problem all across the country now, it seems.
Exactly. CDC this week, more than half of the U.S. states have confirmed cases of a respiratory illness that has sickened children with symptoms ranging from mild colds to more severe breathing difficulties. As of Monday this past week, 175 people in 27 states have been diagnosed since mid-August with the illness caused by the somewhat rare enterovirus D68, according to the CDC.
All right, let's help people who are losing their hair. Provia is a product that Ken has been behind. He thought a lot about it, did a lot of research, and found out that it does what it says it will do when it comes to your hair coming back.
More good practical news, ladies and gentlemen. We are all growing old every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised." Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safer, colored, and treated hair. And now for all your activities, Provia has its great sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
800-543-5817 to get your hair back the natural way. 800-543-5817. Provia cleanses the pores, allows the follicles to grow back through your scalp. That's why your hair comes back. Incredible. 800-543-5817. Ken's done the research. He wouldn't say it worked if it didn't. 800-543-5817. Get your hair back naturally.
T- Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I would like you to stop the recording right there, Michael, will you please? And go back after I explain who this is and why it impresses me so. A lot of entertainers today, a lot of musicians, a lot of singers don't really have it. They use fake this and phony that. They use production techniques in the studio to enhance their voice. Britney Spears is a good example of that. She can't sing. She dance around, move her body around. This woman, listen to her voice, and she's like, what, 29, Kenny? She's not like a seasoned performer in terms of how many years she's been at the craft. But if you listen to her voice, it's so smooth, it's so on, it's so precise. If I didn't tell you it was Lady Gaga, you wouldn't believe it was.
That I can hardly see.
Listen to that voice.
And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Heaven.
My God.
I'm in heaven.
This guy's 84 years old. Listen to this.
And the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak.
My God.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Who's the genius that put these two people together?
Climb a mountain.
Tony Bennett at 84, Lady Gaga at 29. Say what?
The friendship. I think.
Yeah, didn't they do something before, Kenny? Don't I remember them doing something?
They may have appeared somewhere together. I don't think they've recorded anything before this new album.
Boy, this is something. Now, the album's called Cheek to Cheek, just released this week. Lady Gaga, who admits to smoking pot every day because that's how she gets creative, it hasn't affected her vocal cords. And that's what I was wondering. As I listened to her and the preciseness of that instrument that she has, she is a wonderful singer. And you don't sound that clear if you don't really have a great instrument and do not have the brain to make it work. So, tip of the hat to Lady Gaga and certainly to Tony Bennett. Again, he's 84, she's 29, and this thing is so smooth. This has to be great for both of them. So, congratulations. I really wanted to hear that. I was eager when I knew that we had that Kenny to play it. So, the Lady Gaga-Tony Bennett collaboration, Cheek to Cheek, out this week. 26 minutes after the hour. Here's something. There are a couple of videos. It makes no sense to play the video of the day today, but I want you to go there. Uri Geller, who is my dear friend, sent me a video that's become very popular in Israel. It shows the former president, Shimon Peres, trying to get a job now that he's not the president of Israel anymore. It's in Hebrew, but the video has English subtitles, and it is just hilarious. It just is so much fun. Also, the video of the day yesterday, a satirical look at the pumpkin spice craze. This is sort of put together as a horror movie. There's audio. We can play a little of it, but it doesn't do the... It's like a fake movie trailer. It doesn't do it justice.
Right.
You gotta watch
it. Oh, Aaron and a regular.
Yeah.
So what's that, hon?
It's a pumpkin muffin. It is
so... Pumpkins at fall time.
Girls love pumpkins.
Apparently. 20 and a half the hour.
This is Primetime Focus. I'm Aileen Ellis. When we use a credit card, we typically swipe it and sign. AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
The United States is the only developed country that still has old-style credit cards, the magnetic stripe and a signature.
In other countries,
they actually have newfangled credit cards that have a chip implanted and a PIN you need when you are doing a transaction. The chip and PIN cards, as they're called, really help to avoid fraud. It's much easier for a scammer to make up fake credit cards with fake magnetic stripes
and fake a signature. Making a chip to embed in a card with security data is a lot harder, and fraud declines.
The United Kingdom did this and found that in a four-year period, the amount of credit card fraud was roughly cut in half.
Tomorrow, efforts to push companies to adopt the chip and PIN system. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you concerned about the effect bug-repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to Cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Chance to do it right today. Doug Steffen here to help you with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Richie is off on a different assignment today. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes to help us overcome the fear that many of you have of death. We'll talk about that. Doesn't sound very uplifting, but I think you'll find that, I don't know what she's going to say, but I understand that a lot of you do. We all have these wonders. What's going to happen after we die? But think about where were you before you were born. You don't know. You didn't know then, and you don't know what's going to happen after you've gone through all of this thing, this experience called life. So, having said that, on to things that are of interest and importance for today. The poll today at DougSteffen.com, which are you more concerned about, ISIS or the Ebola virus outbreak? This sounds like a poll that we do Fridays when we look into the top 10, Kenny. Only this I think, represents probably the top two.
So what are you most scared of is the question.
Exactly.
ISIS
or Ebola? That's it.
What drives fear into
you?
I actually will go with ISIS.
Really?
Because I feel like somebody will help you get well from Ebola. If you get beheaded, pretty much there's nothing they can do.
I think we should have had the big bad wolf in here as a third one, Kenny.
I do.
Who's afraid of ISIS? Who's afraid of Ebola? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Who's afraid of the big bad Ebola? No, it doesn't work. Who's afraid of the big bad ISIS? Doesn't work. If you're concerned about both, that's C on the poll. D, I'm not concerned about either. Our poll is something that takes place every day. We'd like you to sign up at DougSteffen.com. You don't have to sign up, actually. All you have to do is go there and click on one of the options and express yourself. It's all about self-expression here at DougSteffen.com. And to sort of follow up on that, yesterday we had a story at DougSteffen.com that looked into the world of extraterrestrial life. Is it akin to a search for a cosmic needle in a haystack? The Hubble Space Telescope... say it again there. There. Hubble Space Telescope imagery showing 10,000 galaxies. That's what the Hubble Space Telescope can see. There are more galaxies than there are sand on the beaches of all the beaches on the planet. In all those galaxies, there are hundreds of solar systems, as there are in our Milky Way galaxy, hundreds of solar systems, just like our sun and the nine planets that go around it. Listen to those numbers. Hundreds and hundreds of the solar systems we're talking about, just in our galaxy. And according to what they found with the Hubble, what the Hubble can see are 10,000 of these galaxies. And that's only a narrow window on what it can scope out through its own lens. So now, thanks to NASA's Kepler spacecraft, more than 1,400 planets have been identified that are Earth-like, in a manner of speaking. Where there might be extraterrestrial life. So as a result of that story we asked yesterday, when do you think we'll discover extraterrestrial life? In other words, life elsewhere than here on the planet Earth. 33% of you said, I think our government already has. They aren't telling us. I'll buy into that.
That's what I would pick.
23% said, not in our lifetime. 20% of you said, I don't believe there's life on other planets. Man, you have your head in the sand. Let's see here. 10% said any day now. 8% said in the next 20 years. And 10% said in the next 50 years. When do you think we'll discover extraterrestrial life? It is so amazing to look at these scenarios. It is hard for us to use our brain and wrap it around this concept. If you find microbes, that's one thing when you're out looking for life. If you find intelligence, that's another thing. I refer you back to a television show that Morgan Freeman hosts called Into the Wormhole. It's on the Sci-Fi Channel. And it discovers, or tries to help you discover, through the research that they go into, what's going on in the universe, what's going on our planet, what's going on out there. Things that you haven't considered, never. I watch it, the only time I ever see it is when I'm on the plane, and I'll try to watch two or three episodes going in one direction or the other. And it's been fascinating to understand the concept of, for example, the ocean having a brain and how it reacts to all of the things that we're doing to it. It has all of the things. I mean, when you think about it, the ocean has all the same elements in its core that we do as human beings. So why would it not have a brain and the ability to think and communicate?
Do you think the ocean has feelings?
I think it does, and I think the ocean's feelings are getting hurt by all the garbage that we're dumping in it, frankly. Very short-sighted. We don't understand much of anything, never mind about our planet or the universe. So what we're doing, how do we know what the consequences are going to do or are going to be of what we're doing? We don't know that at all. Neither do we know the consequences of what else. We're sending all of this stuff out into the universe to figure out, okay, does Mars have life? That's one thing. But going out with Hubble, remember was it the first Star Trek that was about Voyager? That was the first one, right? V'ger, it was called. It was all about what V'ger had done as it went further and further and further out. And Kirk and Spock and the crew of the Voyager found... the Enterprise found Voyager was a spacecraft. It was sent out to find out what's in the universe. It was what went out before Hubble did. And it was really, how do you know those things are possible? Yes, it's the mind of somebody who made it up, supposedly fiction, but you don't know whether it's fiction or not. You're uncomfortable when you think it might not be, right? Think about it that way.
Makes your brain hurt.
It does. All right, so if you want to get your brain back into a place where you can actually control it, we can talk about a few people who are in the news today. Yesterday I was telling you the story about Hope Solo, who is the soccer goalkeeper. I didn't know. I saw a picture of her, and I'd seen her before, but I didn't know what her name was. And she wasn't high on my radar screen. So when the story came out that she was charged with domestic violence, then I started checking her out. She has a Facebook page. She's quite the athlete. And she's accused, if you didn't hear the story, of beating up her sister and her 17-year-old nephew, or is it sister-in-law? A couple of people in her family, anyway. So she was charged with misdemeanors. She's entered a not guilty plea. And the only reason this story is seeing the light of day, well, there are two reasons. One, because she's a woman, and B, because it has to do with domestic violence and a sports figure. Otherwise, no one would ever hear this story, because there are hundreds, if not thousands, every day of these sorts of things going on. Granted, it's not often a woman's beating up members of her family. That's not the charge. Usually it's a man beating up somebody in his family. But anyway, she's continuing to play for the team, and she's expected to start because she's very good at this. But again, this debate, this discussion, excuse me, would not be taking place if it wasn't for Ray Rice. So a lot of people have said there's a double standard, Kenny, because she's allowed to play, but Ray Rice isn't. Right. Because is it because she's a woman? Or she didn't beat him up as badly as Ray Rice beat up his girlfriend? I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen any video. She could have beaten the hell out of these two people, for all I know.
I think it wasn't pretty, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and it's because she's a woman.
Right.
Right. Makes a difference.
She's still playing. Yeah.
That's the only reason she's still playing. Interesting how that works, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe there's something here we ought to check out with Dr. Joy. Dr. Joy Brown will join us from radio fame, talking about, among other things, how you deal with death. But then there are other things, and maybe we can talk about the double standard that in sports shows women favoritism. You think that's true or not? 18 before the hour on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by CHED. In New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Well, bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918. This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, let's start with something about death and destruction and doom. All right?
Oh, good. Thank you.
The relationship, Joy, by the way, has a great radio program, noon to 3 every day around the country. You can call early or late or while she's on the air, 855-99-DR-JOY, and ask her your question, which she will answer on the air. You can send it to drjoy.com as well. So here's something that we all like to think about. This is Pleasantville. We think about the good old days. Why is it that we think the good old days were better than the current day? This is a there's a best example I can see is a story we have at DougSteffen.com today. An old 747 has been refitted and is now a restaurant. Now, for those of you who remember flying when the 747 was first introduced in the late 60s, early 70s, Pan Am and TWA had the first versions of them, they had a lounge and a restaurant in the upper bubble. It wasn't a passenger
class.
The first class area was at pianos and bars and all that kind of thing. So when you first stepped into a Pan Am airplane, at least the 747, your life changed. And so they have now recreated using a 747, or at least the insides of a 747, a replica of the interior of a Pan Am 747. And there's that Pan Am experience at Air Hollywood in Los Angeles. I can hardly wait to go to this winter. But the people who have gone in there say, wow, what a great experience. I wish we could have that today. Is that just a throwback, or do we really not have as much quality life today as
then? Let's divide that into sort of two different categories. The first is when it comes to flying. Mm-hmm. And I think there's no question that the good old days were better than now.
Yes.
Just because there were bigger seats, there were fewer people on the plane. You actually got food. Remember that? Food in the old days?
Yeah.
People were nice to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that sounds like a fantastic dream. But so flying, I think, is one of those things that really was better in the good old days. But in general, it depends how far you go back and what your focus is. But I think a lot of it's myopia, that we remember things through rose-colored glasses. We remember because we were younger, we had more of our life ahead of us, we had less to compare it with. But, for example, healthcare is certainly better today, I know, even with Obamacare, that people are living longer, they are surviving illnesses that they would have died from.
Healthcare isn't better. The state of one's health is better because we have some better tools and knowledge.
People are living longer. Let's take one of your horrible examples, which is domestic violence. 10 years ago, none of these stories probably would have made the news because it happened. But it was, boys will be boys. And now at least people are saying, this isn't okay. It's not okay for men. It's not okay for women. There should be consequence. So, I think I'm one of those people who believes, other than airline travel, we are probably making progress as a species.
Yeah.
With airline travel, clearly a throwback. We were much better off with 747s.
All right.
But in general.
All right. Let's spend a minute or so talking about people who are afraid of dying. It's kind of a natural thing. We all get concerned about the finite number of years we have. I used to think about it a lot. I don't think about it much now. How about you?
No, I'm one of those people who's always felt like, this is a terminal experience. And in fact, when I get very rattled about something, what I'll do is just take a deep breath and remind myself, nobody's getting out of here alive. And believe it or not, that actually calms me down.
Does it?
It does.
What do you say to people who come to you who are all jittered up because they are on the last of, imagine if Joy, if
Uh-oh.
Joan Rivers had known that she was going to die when she went into that room that day. Yeah, for her, it was best.
As you know, I knew Joan very well, and we used to have that discussion.
Really?
And she sort of felt that a sense of, because those of us who really knew her and loved her were really concerned that she had as much plastic surgery as frequently as she did.
Mm.
Because, as you know, 4% of all surgical deaths are directly attributable to the anesthetic. They never touch you with a scalpel.
Yeah.
And that the allergic response to an anesthetic is a learned response. So every time you go under, you raise the possibility.
Yeah.
All of us were concerned about it, and she was very straightforward about it. She said, you know, if I go, that's how I go. And with Joan, whatever else you want to say, she went, if she could have planned it, she may have given herself a little longer, although I'm not even sure that's true. But this would have been exactly how she planned it.
Yeah.
That there was no lingering.
So she had no
fear.
Well, maybe there's a lesson there in and of itself as far as life and death are concerned. It's all in how you view what your life has been like and what's next. Dr. Joy Brown here with us on Good Day.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com. Phil'sGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Aw, man, the Doobie Brothers broke up. When did that happen? What'd you do? Wake up this morning and say, hey, I'm going to ruin a man's life.
So, the song, as we get into movie moments, movie music, Romancing the Stone by Eddie Grant from the movie Romancing the Stone. Michael Douglas turns 70 today. Got to wonder about his health. I haven't thought he looked particularly good lately since his bout with throat cancer and all the controversy there.
He looks better than he did, though.
Is he still with Zeta Jones or not?
I think they're split up, but I think they're just separated.
Are they together? Are they back? What's up?
Yeah,
down?
They go back and forth a lot.
Really? Chucker, what do you know about that?
I'm doing a movie spot. What do you think I am, TMZ?
Yes, we do.
Yes. We want you to have all that stuff as part of the movie spot.
Honestly, I don't know the answer to that question. Hopefully they're happy together, though.
Well, let's hope that they can be.
But, you know, it's interesting. Over the weekend, I have a projector in my apartment upstairs in my office, and I watched the China Syndrome with Jane Fonda, Michael Douglas, and Jack Lemmon on Saturday night.
Right.
And, I mean, the guy's great, Michael Douglas. He's had a really good career. fantastic actor.
Oh, yeah, he's very good. And so we wish him a happy birthday today on his 70th birthday. Hopefully he makes it. He's over. He doesn't look good to me. I don't think he looks great. Not like he did as the leading man earlier in his career. But at any rate,
let me just expand on that. Usually, from what I could tell, you usually don't look as good at 70 as you do at 30. But I could be wrong.
Really? I speak for yourself, Chucker.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
All right. We'll get to movie news. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Good Day.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
All right, so Chucker, movie news time. What's going on that's big and important in the world of theater? And, well, I don't know, third of theaters.
Nothing overly important, but The Equalizer, which stars Denzel Washington, opens in theaters nationwide tomorrow, expected to be the number one film. Reviews are pretty good. I know it's tested really well in preview screenings, but interesting footnote, the studio has already greenlit a sequel, and if that materializes, which should in the next few years, that would be the first time, Doug, that Denzel Washington has made a sequel in his 30-plus year career.
Almost
hard to believe.
Yeah. So there's an interesting, curious thing going on in Framingham. I said to you a couple of weeks ago they're filming Ted 2 here. And what I'm realizing is that oftentimes with these movies, they don't put everything together as the film starts. They don't know who the stars are. They just added Liam Neeson yesterday. He was in town. And I don't think anybody knew that Liam Neeson was going to be a part of Ted 2. And I guess also Morgan Freeman is expected. The buzz in town here is that Morgan Freeman's going to be around. What do you know about that?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman was announced a couple weeks ago. Liam Neeson worked with Seth MacFarlane, the director, on the summer comedy A Million Ways to Die in the West.
I guess
they had a good working relationship. You know, whether that role was just written or it was there and they were just searching for the right actor to play the part, I don't know the answer to that question. But you are right. A lot of films go into production without a finished working script, or they do rewrites and add a character and sort of materializes along the way. One other bit of TV news, Happy Madison, which is Adam Sandler's production company, and NBC announcing that they're going to turn the 1985 movie Real Genius, which starred Val Kilmer, into a weekly sitcom for the network. It's just in the writing stages, no cast as of yet. But that was a really good movie and has a big cult following, Real Genius of 1985.
Thank you. You're a genius too, Chuck. Chuck Curry here.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.